Good morning and welcome to Question Period. I'm Evan Solomon. The Trump era is here today. We'll focus on what it means for Canada.
I am going to renegotiate NAFTA. And if I can't make a great deal, then we're going to terminate NAFTA.
Farewell, free trade. Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne has called Trump dangerous, but can she stop him from ripping up the free trade agreement? Is her price on carbon plan now the walking dead? Premier Kathleen Wynne joins us. And then, Canada's Trump.
Mr. Trump and I have a few things in common, like screening on immigrants. I plan to talk to him about that.
Conservative candidate Kelly Leach has mimicked the Trump campaign in her bid to lead the Conservative Party. Today, she debates another candidate, Michael Chong, on immigration, carbon taxes, and Donald Trump. And then, Maple Trump. Why is Donald Trump good for Canada? The former Quebec Premier Jean Charest is here to make that argument. All that, plus Peter McKay, union leader Jerry Dias, all weigh in on what the next 4 years hold for us. This is Question Period. Let's go get some answers. President-elect Donald Trump has vowed to rip up NAFTA. He's vowed to pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement. He once called climate change a Chinese hoax. He says he'll keep American companies in the USA, and that's just on the economic side. His statements about women, about Muslims, Mexicans, led the Premier of Ontario to call him a dangerous man. So what does a Trump presidency mean for Canada? Let's find out. Joining me now, the Premier of Ontario, Kathleen Wynne. You'd gone on record saying that he's dangerous for Canada and dangerous to the world. Now he becomes the president. Was it a mistake to call a man dangerous that now may have the fate of hundreds of thousands of jobs in Ontario in his hands? Was that a mistake to make that comment?
Well, you know, Evan, I was asked a question about my concerns about the election in the United States. I saw a very divisive election, and there's no doubt about it. That's what it was. And we've heard both we've heard Hillary Clinton, we've heard President Obama, and quite frankly, we've heard President-elect Trump say that those divisions needed to be healed. So those divisions were ripped open. There were people pitted against one another, and there was a real protectionism that was part of
but
the
political
discussion.
But he's still
discussion.
The same guy. I just wonder. I mean,
yeah.
Look what he said about Muslims. Look what he said about Mexicans. And look at what he said about women, to choose three categories. Just because he's
right.
won the election, is he a different guy? You think he's going to change? Or is he the same guy that you once called dangerous?
Well, I can't tell you that. I mean, is he the same human being? Absolutely. But will his behavior be moderated because of the position and the people around him? I think that's what we have to hope for. My job as the Premier of Ontario is to continue to build this province up, to build those relationships, make them even stronger with states that are very much
okay,
our trading
so let's
partners.
Talk about that. He says, and we should take him at his word because he won on being an outsider coming to Washington. He said he was going to rip up NAFTA for Ontario with the auto manufacturers. He won Michigan, a battleground state. What makes you think he's not going to punish American companies that move to Ontario?
Well, you know, I'm not going to be able to obviously answer all of the questions about what President-elect Trump is going to do and what his policies are going to be now that he's in office and he has to deal with the realities of government and international relations. But what I can tell you is that we will work very hard to strengthen those relationships because it's not a one-way street, Evan. You know, it's not just that we are dependent on the United States. When I visit Governor Snyder in Michigan, we are talking about the two-way relationship. We're talking about the supply chain across the border. There are thousands of jobs in Michigan and thousands of jobs in Ontario that are dependent on one another.
I appreciate that.
And so that's a reality that President-elect Trump is going to discover.
He may, but what if he lowers the corporate income tax rate, right? So it's lower than in Canada, and
right.
he gets let's go to climate change. He gets out of the Paris Agreement. That's what he said he's going to do. You've now in Ontario, you've got a cap and trade system, a price on carbon. Justin Trudeau's got a national price on carbon. No way that happens
right.
under Trump. The argument is you cannot stay competitive as industries unless you either A, dump that carbon tax or price on carbon, and try to compete with the U.S. under Donald Trump. What's the future of a price on carbon?
Well, remember, okay, but remember you're talking about, when you're talking about climate change, you're talking about a global challenge, Evan. You're talking about dozens of countries around the world that are embarking on a fight against climate change or are in the midst of a fight against climate change. Our relationship in the cap and trade market is with California and with Quebec. And we're in conversation with other states about how they might work with
us.
Again,
so I understand that, but 80% of your exports go to the U.S. and the industries here, if they have to pay more because of a price on carbon, why? Doesn't that make them less competitive? Don't you believe that companies then would prefer to go to places like Michigan, not Ontario?
Well, we're going to have to wait and see what actually happens. But what I know is that in order to be competitive globally, Evan, if we've got countries all around the world who are putting a price on carbon, and the majority of the world will have a price on carbon in the very near future, then we've got to be competitive with them as well. And I get that this is a challenge with the United States, but we don't actually know where President-elect Trump is going to go on these things. I understand the discourse during the election, but I have to look at the trajectory we're on. I have to look at our commitment as a province and as a country to join that battle against climate change, because quite frankly, it's much bigger than one nation. This is an international global challenge that we all have a responsibility to take part in.
We'll see where Donald Trump goes on that. You were, of course, the first female premier elected in Ontario. You saw what Donald Trump did and talked about with women. Do you believe Donald Trump, he's the president-elect now, do you believe he's a misogynist?
I believe that misogyny and racism and division were part of the election campaign. And the people of the United States have elected Donald Trump as their president, and we are going to work with our federal government to work with him as the leader. Was I happy as a woman about the debate during the election? No, I was not. And quite frankly, Evan, right now I've got my own daughters and young women saying that they feel very disappointed and they feel kind of scared. It feels like an uncertain time because that kind of rhetoric seems to have won out. So it doesn't make me happy at all. It feels like we've stepped backwards in terms of the advances we've made for women over many, many years. But as Hillary Clinton said in her concession, her very gracious concession speech, we cannot let that stop us. We cannot let what has happened stop young girls and women from continuing to push forward. We just can't.
A minute. If you were in a room with Donald Trump, you may well be because of the trading relationship. Would you bring that issue up?
Yeah. What I would say and what I would love to have an opportunity to say to Donald Trump is that I believe, as the Premier of Ontario, being inclusive and having a fair society makes us stronger. It makes the world stronger. And I would hope, I would say to him, I would hope that he would come to see it that way and that he would work with us to build an inclusive North American economy.
Finally, was it smart this early in the game for Justin Trudeau and the Canadian ambassador to the U.S. to already signal that they're ready to reopen negotiations in NAFTA? Could that hurt Ontario? Was that the signal you'd like to send?
Well, I think the fact that the Prime Minister has made that offer, I think that it's important that he reach out to Donald Trump and establish some of the parameters of that discussion. I will certainly be saying to the Prime Minister that I want, as the Premier of Ontario, to be very close to those discussions, as I know our colleague premiers across the country will, because the renegotiation of NAFTA, it will have a huge impact on Ontario, and we want to be very close to that
process. But you're preparing for a renegotiation of NAFTA now.
Well, the Prime Minister of the country has reached out to a president-elect who said that he wants to rip up the trade deal. I think it was a very good thing for the Prime Minister to say, you know what, you want to have a discussion about NAFTA, let's have it. As the Premier of Ontario, we're going to be very close to that discussion because it will have a huge impact on our economy.
All right, I got to leave it there. Always good to have the Premier of Ontario. Kathleen Wynne on the program. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Evan.
All right, well, there you go. Premier Wynne still thinks Donald Trump's presidency could be very dangerous. But one candidate running to lead the Conservative Party of Canada, Kelly Leach, is modeling her campaign on Donald Trump. Coming up, Kelly Leach is here, and she'll debate fellow Conservative candidate Michael Chong on issues like immigration, carbon taxes, and yes, Donald Trump. All that's next on Question Period. Stay with us. Welcome back to Question Period. She thinks Trump has it right. He thinks Trump has it wrong. She wants to test immigrants at the border for anti-Canadian values. He thinks it's divisive. She says no to a carbon tax. He says Canada needs one. Kelly Leach and Michael Chong are both running for the leadership of the Conservative Party of Canada, and no two candidates have more divergent views for that party. They were part of the first 12-person Conservative leadership debate this week in Saskatoon, and they will be debating later today in Ottawa. They join us now. Good to have both of you here, and I'm going to start with you, Kelly Leach, because everyone's talking about Donald Trump, and you've said, quote, Donald Trump has delivered an exciting message and one we need delivered in Canada as well.